www.rtlk.nz/randiran.
Juramentilo, apgatko.
देव बरो दीस दीव तुमका सगळ्यांक विश यू ऑल अ व्हेरी गुड आफ्टरनून. हांव रुची स्वागत आनी नमस्कार करतां तुमकां सर्वांक आयच्या सुशेगाद दनपार रेडियो प्रोग्रामार. वो प्रोग्राम आयच्या दीस आमी जॅज या कोंकणी जॅज आनी कंट्री म्युझिका विशयंत चर्चा करतां. आनी म्हज्या सांगाता आज आसा आमच्या कम्युनिटी जावन एक फमाद डीजे साल्विटो. वेलकम साल्विटो.
हाय रिचर्ड, थँक्यू फॉर हॅव्हिंग मी ऑन द शो टुडे.
So Salvito, tell us something about these young boys that you have got along with you to talk about jazz.
Right. Richard, first I would like to say hello to all the listeners out there. Good afternoon to you and thank you for having me on the show.
Fantastic. You're welcome.
And I'll be really honest to, and I'm proud today to and privileged to introduce two of our most of our own kind from our youth basically in our community, and that's Keith Pereira and Stallone D'Souza. Right, these are one of the most finest musicians we have in today's day.
Well, welcome, Keith, and welcome, Stallone.
Hello.
Hey, how's it?
I think you'll have to get a bit closer to the mic. That's it.
There we go.
Yeah, I want to take on from this because I remember surely these boys right from the days about, say, 10, 12 years performing at a talent showcase. That's where I guess most of our community will remember both these boys as well, and they have really done and created their pathway from on for music, basically. So today we have Keith. I just want to explain to our viewers as well what they have achieved over the past years, and I'll go on to Keith, who currently is Auckland Country Award 2017. He's the number one for the Auckland Country Award in Auckland, basically. Number two is he's been a runner-up in Trans-Tasman Country Entertainer of the Year 2017. Doesn't stop there. He was also awarded the Most Promising Country Act for 2017, and I wish him all the very best because he's a finalist for New Zealand Country Music Entertainment of the Year 2017. And I'm sure the group out here and the people listening are really surely going to wish him luck for that, Keith.
Oh,
Keith,
you.
All the very best for that.
Hey, Keith, congratulations. Great achievement, I must say.
Right. Thank you very much.
And I'm not going to stop there. I go on to Stallone, basically, who is has done Bachelor in Music. He's got a degree out there. He's currently teaching jazz piano for St. Peter's College, and I guess that's giving back to the college he studied of at the same time. He plays for a band cover called, now correct me if I'm wrong on this one, it's Fibonacci.
Yes, Fibonacci.
Yeah. And he's also plays for a Queen City big band, so that's a jazz band basically.
Yeah.
So, hey, you've got a lot on your plate. And one thing before I really want to go forward is, and this is what actually Richard brought to me, is you both come from a stream of science, studying science. So what's science and music with you guys? This is something I want you guys to think and tell me about. What's the connection there? But not for now. We can surely answer this question.
I was starting to form my thoughts.
All right. So just want to say hi, hello from you guys. And my first question is going to be, just to Keith, tell me something about your journey with your music and where you are at, right? And just something on those lines, yeah.
Well, can you hear me? Well, music has always been an important part of our family. We always grew up with mum and dad, mum singing in the house, dad on the guitar. So it's always been in the family, but I think once we moved to New Zealand and there was a talent show called The Melting Pot, which I think a lot of singers and musicians around my age kind of came through that. So we came through that and kind of got interested in music. And then dad put together this band from that with Stallone and some of our friends and cousins, and we formed a band and played like weddings and dances, and that kind of nurtured our musical ability just to learn the songs and learn to play along with them and grow as musicians. And then we've been doing that for a little while, and more recently I've kind of delved into the country music scene here.
Right.
And that's where I'm at the moment.
And so on, what would you be giving me an answer on that one, just to give you...
It's about the same. We started off with that whole Melting Pot talent contest scene, so many musicians within the Indian community meeting, and that's how we formed that whole... We were together in that band, Next Generation, for some years. And from then, I got into jazz in school. So I think one of my friends asked asked me, "Oh, can you play for the stage band?" And the St. Peter's College stage band. And I was like, okay, I'll come in and sit into the music. And it was really hard. I was like, oh my God, this is so hard. But the music really captivated me. That, and in combination to listening to a lot of Bublé tracks as well, that really got me into jazz.
Famous, yeah.
Yeah. That when I went to university, the goal was to kind of do a conjoint degree, one in Bachelor's of Science and Arts, and trying to do the music side through arts. But I found that the papers were not that great or not that interesting, nothing that interested me personally. So I decided to change to a jazz performance degree. And to be honest, it's been one of the best decisions I've ever made.
Wow. Well, yeah. Thanks. Really good for that to know. Well, what I want to do right now is just preparing Keith to sing us a song, basically. And he's going to tell us what he's going to sing.
Yeah, Keith.
Well, thought it'd be cool to do a bit of a country cover. It's sung by Colin Ray, called In This Life.
For all I've been blessed with in this life, there was an emptiness in me. I was imprisoned by the power of gold. One arm's touch and you set me free. Let the world stop turning. Let the sun stop burning. Let them tell me love's not worth going through. If it all falls apart, I will know deep in my heart the only dream that mattered had come true. In this life, I was loved by
done. Give him a hand, please. Yeah,
hey,
great stuff. Thank you, Keith. Keith, I'm just going to throw this question back again to you, basically. Just would like to know, you know, honestly, what's really influenced you with your favorite artist, and how has that really put this into your performance and what you do right now with country music?
Well, before we moved to New Zealand, we used to live in Abu Dhabi, and I kind of grew up listening to my dad's brother. He was part of a country music radio show, and I kind of just grew up listening to that 90s country sound.
Mm-hmm.
And it was mostly just listening to those artists. I developed my love for it, and would sing along to all the songs, and yeah, that shaped me now. And I've always sung country at home, and then just lately I kind of discovered how widespread the country music scene was here, and I've kind of just latched onto it and gone straight in.
Great, great. And Solon, what is it for yourself? Means what has influenced you with jazz, and what is the most important part right now happening?
For me, it was, well, basically I kind of react to sound in music, and one of the few things I knew, like, telltale signs of when I started to learn music, and I knew that I like two types of chords, a major 7 and a minor 7. So if a song has those two chords or some kind of, I'm in, I'm hooked. So basically there were some few telltale signs, and jazz pretty much explores all this next level kind of harmony, and I kind of just got drawn into it. I got sucked into it, and I really loved it, and I wanted to keep on pursuing it. It was something that it was a bit different, because when you start learning music, you get chucked on the normal songs, the classical songs, to get your technique, your scales, or whatever. But eventually, like, what jazz got me was a passion.
Right.
And it produced, like, a desire to go out and find out more and to learn more and to keep on pursuing this. And that was something different. That was something that wasn't there in the first years that I started to play the piano. In the latter years, I've been just constantly just being overwhelmed, being like, oh, my God, that sounds so cool. I'm going to try and learn that. Oh, my God, that's so cool. I'm going to try and learn that. And it's just about that, really.
Oh, cool. Right. So, are you ready to give us something today?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I thought I would change it up a little bit. So, basically, all the songs I am going to perform today, is pretty much Konkani. But I've changed up the style a little bit based on what type of music that influences me. And one of the things that started with jazz as well was a particular type of music that came out of Brazil. And it's called Bossa Nova.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like, it's like jazz influenced by samba. So it's right. Got that whole rhythmic, drive, groovy samba feel. But it's kind of a mix between, it's got the jazz chords and the jazz harmony mixed with that. So I thought I'd try and apply and see if I could rearrange Konkani songs in that mold. I think the first tune you heard today, that jazz goa track, that was the style, that drum beat that was in the background, that was Bossa Nova.
Okay.
But today we'll be trying it a little bit more, an acoustic kind of version as cool. Well. So in this first song, I have no idea how I'm going to pronounce it. Okay, please pardon me. Sorga Rajan by Lorna. And I'm going to be accompanied by my incredibly supportive mother, Carmelina D'Souza.
Welcome, Carmelina.
Okay.
Right.
Should we get
cool.
started?
Yeah. Carmen, welcome to the show, and it's going to be great while you guys settle up and start to play.
Yep.
We'll leave it to you.
Thank you. So this song is going to be Sorgar Rajyant from Lona. Tuje bitori goila kalsar kanto utra tuji to volya monan kuntu tsutsure moje kelena Zainaka Bishtot Rodonaka Makakela Eto Purore Dusiriaka oye paso uske naka devan bukshila maka sorkaraja asari foko rauta tuka Saku to tilole vati peto Rosa rami kelole upkarato Mudi tu me katlili Tuskenaka Devan Bukshila Maka Sorkaraja Asari Fokot Rauta Tuka
Thank you. posso d'un cuore a moga. Or san passar za una zunasa agua. Na caslo fog, sotalo coromo. Azul son sarvota, so d'un cuore a moga. E che razzo mo tu somma canaca.
Gorabo, Okledatso Konkini Kalakar, Tumka Geun Ailat, Yawarsoso Novotiat, Gorabo.
Mochakawa, tu sodat spesiasta, and took a time na. Tu, te calendrache, sogle tamre dis kalekur.
Written and directed by Paul and Daigo. Music by Alex and Marina. For tickets, get in touch with Paul, Carmen, Isidore, and our own Goan food advisor, Francis Coutinho.
Garan garani, Goan ani bailin, ekamekak mog takungzai. Mog, moipas, ani ekvot asta, tingasor asta, kushal ani suki. Gorabo!
Gorabo on 4th of November at 7:30 p.m. at the Freeman's Bay Community Hall. Please buy your tickets.
Well, that was well done with Richard and Carmen, actually. And Stallone, big hand to Stallone, actually. I really loved that end part. I'm sure that was one of your minor or seventh chord that you played there. Would you like to say that?
I think so. I can't remember now.
No, great. Keith, I'm going to really come back to you because I would like to still know what exactly, you know, your favorite artists and how do they allow or at least enrich you in performing and doing your own type of composition about your music that you've now moved on to country?
Okay, well, for the most part, you know, when I'm listening to music, it's mostly country, and growing up in kind of a 90s country sound, that's where I draw most of my inspiration from. Nowadays country's quite pop, influenced by pop.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a few artists, like I was just telling Stallone, there's this new album that came out yesterday by a band called Midland, and they kind of capture what I want to be right now with my sound.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's kind of with, you know, this traditional country vibes, but with a modern feel. And in terms of me and my writing, I kind of draw from that kind of sound, but also from pop artists like, you know, Bruno Mars and
Ed Sheeran, which have like have so much to learn from, you know. So
right,
that's kind of where I'm at with my
great.
Yep.
Salon again, it's influences and how do they help you to perform and compose?
That's an interesting question. So basically, it is down to, I guess, playing what you want to play. Like, I remember I studied both classical music and jazz music, and one of the things about classical music was that whenever I used to perform, I used to feel pretty nervous and aware of my surroundings and everything. So that played a huge role. Even though if you do practice it like countless times, it was that whole kind of like that surrounding was pretty cramped, like when performing. But with jazz, when you're trying to just compose and play what you want to play and play the stuff that you want to play, that you block out the whole surroundings, right. and you establish a whole comfort zone in which you can kind of just express yourself the best way you can, pretty much. And right. So that's what I've been like. I guess I draw influences from, and I play a lot of like a mixture between electronic music, hip hop, R&B, jazz, the Latin stuff with bossa nova. I'm always interested to learn it a little bit more, and I kind of fuse and take elements from each of these genres and kind of influence my own kind of my own playing. So I experiment a lot, listen to different artists and get a good vibe from the whole lot. Yeah,
cool, thank you for that. Well, we've got Keith ready to give us the second one, and he's going to tell us what he's going to sing and play today for us for the second song.
The song I thought I'd perform is one of the things that I've been working on the country scene is kind of getting people more involved in country, and one way that I found real useful was to kind of take songs that are real popular on the pop scene or the mainstream charts and kind of put a country vibe to them. So the song I've got for you is a song by Bruno Mars called When I Was Your Man, in my own kind of country little way.
Wow, go for it.
Same bed, but it feels a little big now. Our song on the radio, but it don't sound the same. My friends talk about you, all it does, it just tears me down. My heart breaks a little when I hear your name. It all just sounds like who. Too young, too dumb to realize that I should have bought you flowers and held your hand. Should have gave you all my hours when I had the chance. Take you to every party, cause all you wanted to do was dance. Now my baby's dancing, but she's dancing with another man. My pride, my ego, my needs, and my selfish ways cause a good, strong woman like you to walk out my life. Now I'll never, never get to clean up the mess I made. And it haunts me every time I close my eyes. It all just sounds like ooh, ooh. All too young, too dumb to realize that I should have bought you flowers and held your hand. Should have gave you all my hours. Take you to every party, cause all you wanted to do was dance. Now my baby's dancing, but she's dancing with another man. Although it hurts,
just want you to know. I hope he buys you flowers. I hope he holds your hand. Give you all his hours when he has the chance. Take you to every party, 'cause I remember how much you loved to dance. Do all the things I should have done when I was your man. Do all the things I should have done when I was your man.
Wow, that was awesome. Great stuff. If you're doing it your own way, and really sounds good, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, thank you very much.
That was great. Ladies, single file. Single file.
Cool.
Okay, so I have a question for you, Salvito, because one of the things that I've kind of been exposed to being with the whole the jazz starting up was kind of listening to a whole bunch of different artists and a whole bunch of different genres, and I've noticed that there's so much more cool, groovy, good music out there, and I think the audience, the general public, is kind of blinded by that, just by how the market functions, with the most popular songs just being blasted at everyone repeatedly, but there's so much of other good stuff that's out there, and I've really benefited it from that, and I think a lot of listeners, a lot of audience, upcoming musicians would benefit as well. Because you've been DJing for a number of these Indian occasions and shows, and you pretty much know the whole scene, what the crowd want, what the public want, how they react. How do you take the task of introducing something new to them? How hard is it?
Well, to be really, really honest, it's pretty hard for me as a DJ, or been doing it for a while. But for us to understand, you know, what the public wants, it's something that you got to be playing like what is famous, what is out there, what's the number one chart. To slip in, like I did try this recently at one of the shows. It was one of the famous songs, but played in a different. Like in, I'll tell you, it was at the Arabic show that I did the DJing for. And I played a song which started off with the Arabic music, but people had no clue. So I could see people standing for a while till they understood it was a song that was on the top of the charts, basically. So it's a fine line. You know, it can really stop you at your feet. And I could put the same question out to you guys as well when you play for your cover bands. How do you have your own song that you have written to go out there? It's unless people have heard it for a couple of while and they understand it. That's where, you know, you get into it. But what would you do differently?
One of the things in the whole kind of like the jazz thing was kind of, you could, with the principle of like playing a jazz standard, a jazz song, was do you play the melody, you improvise a solo over it, and then you play the melody again at the very end, and that's how you finish the tune. But you had so much control. Groups would have, who'd come up with their own introduction, mm-hmm. their own outro, their own written section, a different part of the song. If you wanted to play the song in a swing, if you wanted to play the song in the Latin feel, you could go around and mess around with the tune and completely change it. And I've been doing that with my covers band. We do stitch up songs, song after song. If we think we hear a groove that sounds really cool. And we hear like another song over it, We try to influence that. We try to bring that tune in. I also play at this bar in Kingsland called Portland Public House, and pretty much every last Thursday of every month, me and my friends, we are the host band over there, and we start off. It's pretty much a jam session, so it's open to all musicians. Whoever wants to come, play, sing, rap, whoever wants to join in can join in. And the way we do it is we establish, like, say if it was me introducing the song or me starting up the song, we establish a chord progression. And the drummer will establish a groove, the bass player will establish something else, and we'd start playing some bars, and some empty bars, we'd be filling in some music. And you'll be surprised, but you'll have people walk out of the audience thinking, we're not even playing and singing, like, say, and chucking like an Ed Sheeran tune over it or Justin Bieber tune over it. Different chords, completely different chords. It's like, wow, that's, and then you're just exposed to something. So the whole audience who's there, who's drinking, who's enjoying, who's vibing the whole scene. It's like, whoa, that's a Justin Bieber cover, but it sounds completely different. That's how we kind of change the whole kind of arrangement of the tune.
Yep, that's good to know. But unfortunately, I can't do that over my type of covers that I play. But Keith, what would you do differently? Or how would you introduce your song that if you're playing and your own song that you've written, basically? What would you do differently?
It's a good question, actually. I think it's always a nerve-wracking thing trying to introduce your own material. Mm-hmm. And especially when, you know, when you perform to audiences, they like to hear what they know.
Right.
So I found a cool thing to do is, if you have a song, kind of play it following a song, a similar kind of song that everybody knows, and then people kind of judge your song how another song that's already there against that. So that's what I use. I mean, it's always difficult putting your own stuff out there, but you have to if you want to grow and create a career out of it, I guess.
Right. Yeah. Hey, thank you guys. Stallone, I hope you're going to give us another one, and you're ready onto it.
Yeah, the next song is another Konkani song called Molbailo Do, and I'll be accompanied by my good friend from Argentina. His name is Jose. And yeah, we're just going to have a little different version, my arrangement of Molbailo Do. Hope you enjoy it.
Well, thank you. Okay, you go. Thank you. Well done. That's great. Great, great, yeah, Salah. Great. Love the work Jose was doing on his guitar as well. Great stuff. So, Keith, I just have something for yourself on this one. What is the one thing you would encourage audience to take away from your show?
Well, just kind of give all kinds of music, all genres of music a try. You know, there's a huge market and so many talented musicians out there who are creating some awesome material, like you saw with Salone's song just now. Mm-hmm. And just go out there and listen and give the music a try. You might end up really enjoying it.
Right. And Salone, what would it be for yourself?
The same. To expose yourself to as much as you want, because you want to find your sound in music. For Keith, it's country. For me, it's like a mix of everything. I don't know where it is, but it is there. But like that's what I'm searching for. So you need to kind of just get out there, expose yourself, and be open.
Right. Okay. And just for our audience right now, who the listeners who are listening and tuned up today, basically, if they want to see more of Stellon and they want to see more of Keith, what do they do?
Well, I haven't really set up too much of a massive social media base, but the page, my covers band page, is on Facebook. So if you type in Fibonacci, you can follow us on Facebook and you can see where we're playing next and all the next gigs. Apart from that, if you're a friend of mine on Facebook, then you can. I usually update my status and give you guys a good reminder of where I'll be playing and who I'll be playing with. But yeah.
All right. And Keith, what about yourself?
For me, earlier this year, I kind of started a YouTube channel, uploading country covers of pop songs, maybe like a modern country cover of an old school song. So, I put up videos online with collaborating with some of the other country artists I've met from around New Zealand. So, yeah, that'll be the best place. So just look up Keith Pereira Music on Facebook or YouTube and you should find it all there.
Wow. Well, for the listeners, I hope you've got that on file, or if you can just become friends with theirs on Facebook, you can surely follow them. But that was great playing. Salone, you're going to give us another one?
Yeah. Just before you go on to another one as such, just taking off from Salvito's question at the beginning, is that what's the connection between music and science?
Oh, yeah.
Both of you are science graduates. Keith is a master's in biotechnology, and you have done your geology, if I'm not mistaken.
Geophysics, yeah.
BSc in geophysics. So what's the connection as such? Just give me in just a few small words.
I'll let Salone go first.
Okay. Both are based on logic. The whole kind of seeing, I think it's hard. There's not like a direct connection, but it's just, I think, the way you think about the stuff. Like in science, we experiment, we create concepts, and we use concepts to figure out other theories and to investigate different. And to investigate different stuff. And it's the same in music. It's the same kind of, this works here, so let me try it and see if I can put it into this song, or if I can try and put it into this song and see if that kind of all pieces together. What do you think? Maybe not.
For me, doing biomedical engineering, it's what I like doing, and doing country music is what I like doing. So by day I'm an engineer, and by night I'm a country musician. There's no real link between them, but they run parallel.
I think like it's hard to see the link between popular kind of music and science itself. I think if you go back to kind of like the more theoretical approach to music, you start to see a few of these signs come up into place. Like I could probably do a lecture on this kind of stuff. This major scale works over here, this major scale works, and it'll be similar to like doing like physics equations on the board or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. Definitely.
Cool.
So are you going to play for us something new?
Do you want me to?
Yes.
Or you want me to play some music?
No, I'll play.
Okay, fantastic.
Cool. Thanks, Stellon.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, this next song, well, it would be cool if we can maybe next time we can open like a Twitter, so like if you guys can guess the song, it'll be cool. You can just tweet the answer and we can give you something, or we can, but in the future, for sure. Okay, this next song is called Undra Mama.
Undra Moja Mama.
There we go.
A very old mando.
That was a different rendition I've ever heard before. Well done, Salon. Well, just would like to conclude by saying thank you to all of you, Kate, Carmen, Salon, Richard, and Jose, for being around here.
It was our pleasure.
Thank you, Salon, too.
Thank you, Salon, too.
Yep.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Okay, we come to the end of the program, and you'd like to say a few words, Salon?
Thanks for the opportunity.
Fantastic. This is always welcome.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's good to get, like, sit down and have, like, a good, decent chat and, like, transmit our ideas and our ideologies of what we think and what we've heard and what we've experienced in our gigs and our concerts and whatever we've been doing in our lives with the public. And it's been a good opportunity to do that. So thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah, the studio is always open. Tell us when you want to play next and you're welcome.
For sure.
Okay, so here we listen to Kedna by Gonzago Cutino.
Kedna, tungo yetel, kusken tu shakalis, majin sukon gogele. Kedna, tungo yetel, kusken tu shakalis, majin sukon gogele. Gogatu yeye.
This is Richard signing off along with Salvito. Hope you have a good evening and we'll catch you next Saturday.
Buscando jacalismo, gente, se pronto eu quero. Quer não, quer não. Buscando jacalismo.